The Divine Comedy by Dante Alighieri, translated by Courtney Langdon. Inferno 1. Introduction to The Divine Comedy. The Wood and the Mountain. When, halfway through the journey of our life, I found that I was in a gloomy wood, because the path which led aright was lost, and ah, how hard it is to say just what this wild and rough and stubborn woodland was, the very thought of which renews my fear. So bitter 'tis that death is little worse, but of the good to treat which there I found, I'll speak of what I else discovered there. I cannot well say how I entered it, so full of slumber was I at the moment when I forsook the pathway of the truth. But after I had reached a mountain's foot, where that veil ended which had pierced my heart with fear, I looked on high, and saw its shoulders mantled already with that planet's rays which leadeth one aright o'er every path. Then quieted a little was the fear which in the lake depths of my heart had lasted throughout the night I passed so piteously. And even as he who from the deep emerged with sorely troubled breath upon the shore turns round and gazes at the dangerous water, even so my mind, which still was fleeing on, turned back to look again upon the pass which ne'er permitted any one to live. When I had somewhat eased my weary body, o'er the lone slope I so resumed my way, that e'er the lower was my steady foot, then, lo, not far from where the ascent began, a leopard which, exceeding light and swift, was covered over with a spotted hide, and from my presence did not move away. Nay, rather, she so hindered my advance, that more than once I turned me to go back. Some time had now from early morn elapsed, and with those very stars the sun was rising, that in his escort were, when love divine, in the beginning moved those beauteous things. I therefore had, as cause for hoping well, of that wild beast with gaily mottled skin, the hour of daytime, and the year's sweet season. But not so that I should not fear the sight which next appeared before me of a lion. Against me this one seemed to be advancing with head erect, and with such raging hunger that even the air seemed terrified thereby. And of a she-wolf, which with every lust seemed in her leanness laden, and had caused many ere now to lead unhappy lives. The latter so oppressed me with the fear that issued from her aspect that I lost the hope I had of winning to the top. And such as he is who is glad to gain, and who, when times arrive that make him lose, weeps, and is saddened in his every thought, such did that peaceless animal make me, which gainst me coming pushed me step by step back to the place where silent is the sun. While toward the lowland I was falling fast, the sight of one was offered to mine eyes, who seemed through long-continued silence weak. When him in that vast wilderness I saw, "Have pity on me," I cried out to him, "whate'er thou be, or shade, or very man." "Not man," he answered, "I was once a man, and both my parents were of Lombardy, and Mantuans with respect to fatherland. 'Neath Julius was I born, though somewhat late, and under good Augustus' rule I lived in Rome in days of..."